mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my buddies, my friends, wonderful folks listening here in the United States on the AM and FM dial, the shortwave, the internet, the satellite, and all the ships at sea. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. We are less than 7 days away from Super Tuesday next week, my friends. And again, I am honored to be here. Just a little point of order for everybody. During the day, this broadcast has been on WWCR for the last 8-9 months. Since the last frequency change at 9.475, but starting Monday, you will be hearing this broadcast at 9.985 during the day, and it will stay 3210 at night. And I guess we're going to make that change at the GCNLive.com website so folks can get that. Let us go back to a caller from Boston who was there watching the local news versus the national news to basically give us this view on inside censorship. Then we got syndicated talk show host Raleigh James coming up to talk about current events, the election, the news, all of it with us, and, of course, Newsstand Mo and Michael and everybody else that's holding. But, John, when I was in New York for the convention, cops would run over people with horses, mopeds. They would get mad and fight back. And on local news, it would show that. But by the time I would then tune into CNN or Fox after watching New York One, they would just show the people attacking and punching police. Two or three people doing that, and then hundreds being arrested and beat up. Now, you're saying kind of the opposite. In Boston, it showed people throwing tear gas canisters back at the police. But then on national news, it didn't show that, which I agree with you. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Now, I can't say that they were tear gas, but they were definitely firing something into the crowd.
Oh, and the people were throwing it back. I got you.
Yes. And
okay, well, what was the provocation? Because local newspapers report that where this girl was killed, Snellgrove, that no one was rioting, no one was fighting back. They were just saying, clear the streets.
Well, as you watched, you could see the people on Lansdowne Street, which is right by Fenway Park. They were just all in the street. They closed down the street, and that was fine. And then all of a sudden, the riot brigade comes in, and you could see them with their, the jackbooted thugs coming in, closing off the street, and then just moving down to clear the street. And the people weren't doing anything. There were no fights. There was nothing like that.
And that's what happens in Austin. They come to clear the streets, and then people riot.
That's what happened. And, I can tell you, I watched it live on the news. It was on every station.
That is solid gold to show people the fraud.
It is, and I know a lot of people here saw that, which is very good. I'm glad they did.
No, it's been in some of your local papers, but never on the national news. It's just like, first it was a few hundred were rioting, but by the time they killed the girl, 80,000 vicious vampiric murderers slaughtering everyone. The police could barely hold them back. They had to do it.
Well, those kids, they're mostly college kids. It's right by BU, Northeastern, big college area. And it's just college kids that came down to celebrate. And the girl got killed. She was from Emerson College. She just went down to see what was going on, and it was just terrible. I mean, the scenes that we saw were a lot different than the scenes that you saw, and I just can't.
That's why folks got to pop a tape in as stuff like that's happening, because, I've done this in documentaries for TV shows. We have gone over how they distort things.
Well, if they do win the World Series, the tape will be in the cassette player, and I'll be recording it. That's for sure.
Well, hey, some of the neocons said this showed people a lesson. Maybe there won't be any problems. Maybe her death serves a purpose. Isn't that sick?
It's disgusting. I just want to mention something else that happened in our area. Right outside of Boston, the town that borders Boston, there's been high gang activity from an El Salvadoran gang. I think it's MI15 or something like that. They had raped two handicapped women in a park at night. And then the police used that as an excuse to have no loitering, people arrested on the corner, subject to search and seizure, and they do nothing about the illegal immigrants that are coming in.
Well, of course not. They've got to create the crisis and then offer the solution. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are now 8 minutes into the second hour on this Tuesday, less than 7 days, 6.5 days. Until the staged election of 2004, your choice, Skull or Bone. And Newsstand Mo from South Austin, Michael in Florida. Everybody, your calls are coming up. We're taking lots of calls in this hour into the next hour. Whatever issue you want to talk about. We've got a really great syndicated radio broadcaster joining us. She's Raleigh James. Her website's raleigh.net. That's 2Ls.net. And her flagship station is 1210 WPHT out of Philadelphia. But she's on all over the country. She's on right here in Texas. And she helped wake me up 8-9 years ago listening to her here on local radio. And she was talking about, you know, Bill Clinton and Mena, Arkansas before a lot of other people were. And so I've had a chance to be on her broadcast a few times. So I invited her on with us today to ride shotgun and cover a lot of the different news items with us. Raleigh James, great to have you on board with us.
Thanks for asking me. Great to be on with you, Alex.
You bet. Now, there is so much stuff happening, and I want to talk about it with you, but first off, I want to hear your prediction for the election and just what you think about the whole scene that we're now witnessing.
Well, the amazing part, of course, is the rampant voter fraud. When you look at machines where a third of them won't be able to be tallied in any real way with a paper trail, and when you look at the last-minute registrations that no registrar can really vet for accuracy, this sets the stage, and I think it's absolutely intentional. When you've got a candidate in Kerry who, you know, stands up and is proud that he has 10,000 lawyers ready to dispute any outcome that isn't in his favor, regardless of how close it is, you can see what's happening. And the real question is, will we know who's president before the inauguration in January? And I don't know.
Well, when did things change in America? I mean, up until 2000, you knew who the president was, voter news services in their secret compound off 34th Street in New York with armed guards, with the CIA publicly running things, would magically tell you. That was the good old days. Is there some type of internal fissure in the establishment where they just duke it out like mob bosses for territory? Because we had the Supreme Court appoint somebody. Last time, we had Democrats caught in election fraud, you know, kind of the little localized type. We have Republicans involved in industrialized election fraud. The Austin American Statesman and News 8 just reported that when you go vote straight ticket in Austin, it says in fine print, click here, or you actually vote for Cheney Bush. I mean, even where I live, it's going on, Raleigh.
Absolutely. I don't think things have changed. I think they've become public. You know, certainly in your great state of Texas, LBJ in 49 was a sterling example, and everybody knows about the isolated examples of Daley and people like that. But I think there's always been rampant voter fraud. What's coming on now is that it's made public, and the question is why, and I think it's intentional.
Okay, tell us why. What's the motive?
Well, for one thing, you know, we've got FEMA in the wings at any time, ready to, of course, quell civil disobedience as well as the occasional earthquake or what have you. I think there's so many things that our country loves to, if not orchestrate, certainly pounce upon. 2001, the biggest thing we got out of 9/11 was the Patriot Act. So if we can't conduct an easy, free-flowing, accurate election, well, then something's got to be done.
Well, I know this. I mean, I made two films, now three films about the police state, but now it's out in the open. I got the documents, and then later it was in the local paper, weeks after I reported on it. They have told the State Guard, the National Guard, this is all over the country, it's going to happen, there's going to be attacks, there's going to be martial law. They're doing FEMA EAS alerts all over radio and TV now like I've never seen. Whether they pull off some type of crisis or not, they've certainly trained us for in the future for this to happen. And yes, if there is a disputed election, which it now looks like it's going to happen, I'm predicting riots in a lot of major cities. Raleigh, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that's entirely possible. What's amazing is that people think that this wasn't orchestrated. The concept of, like we've talked about, one-third of the voting machines being fully tamperable and in no way will there be a paper trail or any form of way to go back in terms of accuracy, you're asking for trouble. And it really makes you think that the old Chad they didn't like in 2000 had to be done away with because it actually was an accurate paper ballot.
Well, that's what they do. Problem, reaction, solution is that the Scantron or punch type, at least they can go back and hand count those and see how you really voted. It is still fed through a computer, and they've been caught for decades engaging in fraud with those, but there's a trail. Now there's no trail. And we've had engineers quit the companies and say it's all a fraud. We've caught them with vice presidents of these companies being convicted felons for computer crimes. We've got, you know, the head of Clear Channel owning Heart Inner Civics and then running his own son-in-law in Austin on voting machines they own, Michael McCaul. I mean, we've got all these, Senator Hagel owning his own machines in Nebraska. I mean, I guess you become a senator now by owning your own machines, getting them put in, and then running. It's so transparent. You make a good point. They're just flaunting it in our face and saying, what are you going to do about it?
Well, that's exactly it, because as we say, it's been going on forever, but now it's highlighted. Now, interestingly, it's highlighted, but not in terms of the lead story on the evening news for the most part. It's still fascinating how the myth of the free press continues, that nobody's bringing up the scope of things the way you do. You know, if you were on the CBS Evening News tomorrow night, I'd fall over. You know, that's just not going to happen.
Well, same thing. If you were on there, I'd love it.
Okay, right, exactly. Well, I guarantee you we can sit it out. We're not going to be asked, you know. I was asked once to comment on MSNBC, and I called Hillary a dedicated Marxist, and I've never been called again. So I'm not surprised about any of that. But it is sad to note the myth of the free press, and you know that's part of the problem all down the line, which is why I thank God for what you're doing. It's just a shame that more people aren't hearing it.
Bush says that he wants $70 billion more, plus a $30 billion supplemental before that for the war. And Kerry says he wants even more. He's going to expand it even greater. What's the difference in these two candidates?
Well, nothing as far as that goes. And whenever you have two parties, you don't have a difference because they both can make agreements behind the scenes, and it's one party with two heads. And the old divide and conquer, if they can take us and have us fighting against one another, believing there is a difference, then it's easier, just like you were saying before, if martial law could come in with a riot in the street or what have you. And the fascinating part is that it really doesn't matter. In terms of the subtle differences, I think that I use the useful idiot theory. I think they put in whomever is going to advance the portion of the agenda they're trying for. Ed Gore gotten in 2000, the Patriot Act would have been very hard to pull off. If nothing else, the talking heads like Rush and everybody else, Hannity, everybody else on the radio would have gone nuts about the Patriot Act under a Gore. But under Bush, they're fine with that, which is the part that really slays me, that they don't understand that Bush won't be in forever. When the next guy comes in, he's got those powers too.
Well, exactly. I mean, can you imagine if it was Al Gore saying total blanket amnesty, Al Gore, assault weapons ban, Al Gore, I want open borders, Al Gore, you know, all of this, the Patriot Act, Patriot Act II, secret arrest. There's no way they would ever put up with this for a single solitary second. But then George Bush comes in and does it, and they think it's the second coming of Christ. I've heard them even imply that he's like God's messenger, some type of new prophet, you know, this ad where he's hugging the 9/11 victim's daughter, and it says that her life was ruined by her mother's death, but now Bush healed her. I mean, this is getting sick. Have you seen that TV ad?
Oh, yeah. You mean the heel of a hug? I mean, for a minute there, I thought he was Benny Hinn. I wasn't sure what to make of that.
But absolutely,
and that's the part that I don't get, is how individuals can be so fooled to think that there's somehow a difference. And that's why, in terms of ultimately when the dust settles, who gets in, I think the answer is really what portion of the agenda are they trying for now?
Well, you predicted that, I mean, you said you agreed with me the other night on your show that I think it's going to be Bush.
Yes, I really do think it's going to be Bush, because I think they have more work on getting our rights through Patriot 2. I think that we are having a national ID in the form of the 50-state driver's license with the information they'll share everywhere. And I think all those things have to go in seamlessly before they come back for their next attack, which will be the more obvious, including ultimately for them to take over, they've got to get our guns.
Well, Bush, he wants the assault weapons ban. Some good news for folks that just joined us. There is some good news. Georgia Supreme Court throws out hate crimes law.
Yeah.
The Georgia Supreme Court unanimously threw out the state's hate crimes law Monday, calling it overbroad and unconstitutionally vague. The four-year-old law calls for stiffer criminal penalties for crimes in which a victim was chosen because of any bias or prejudice. But now they're being used just for what you say or do, and we're now following EU laws, the Supreme Court has said. They just grabbed indie media servers because the Italian court wanted it because of its speech. The 7-0 ruling came in the case of a man and woman convicted of an assault on two black men in Atlanta's Little Five Points neighborhood. And the point here is a crime's a crime. All crimes are, you know, hateful, or at least you're disregarding somebody. But in Pennsylvania, they passed a law where they told preachers, you better watch what you read out of a Bible because it may incite somebody to do something. So that's where this is all going, Raleigh.
Well, absolutely. Now, sadly, I was really excited about the Georgia headline, but when I read further as to why the Supreme Court made this decision, I was a little less jubilant. What they said is it was overly broad, and they pretty much sent it back to the legislature, because as it was, they said right now this could be applied to a sports fan wearing a cap other than the Braves at the game.
And by the way, they were given a much larger sentence because when they punched them, they screamed racial epithets. Well folks,
exactly, and you know, this is so frightening, and we're seeing this all over the place, and it's frightening on two things. The biggest of which, of course, is it says that the crime of beating up a protected minority is greater than the crime of beating up a white guy.
We got to get part two when we get back. It makes super citizens, and for selective enforcement. Raleigh James is our guest, syndicated talk show host. And here, program all over the country. We'll be back, cover more, take your calls as well, prisonplanet.tv.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. Coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Welcome back, folks. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes for everybody that's patiently holding. We're talking to Raleigh James, and it's Raleigh.net. And, Raleigh, you were continuing talking about this hate crimes legislation. I mean, it starts out as, well, it's a greater sentence if you do something racially or against a certain sexual preference group. I mean, all crime, obviously, should be treated the same. But then you look at Europe and now even some states, then it's people being convicted just for saying something. Oh, well, that's hateful. So we see this growing into what we always feared. But your part two of what your concern was.
Is just where you're going, and that is the thought police. Because the only way you can classify a hate crime is to classify what people are thinking. Not everybody's going to yell a racial epithet. And so consequently now, it's not your actions, and in some cases it's not even your words, it's your thoughts. But regard to your words, this is morphing into something so unbelievable. The case that I'm sure you know about, it wasn't criminal, it was civil, but nonetheless in Canada, where a used car salesman, who are normally not, you know, the bastions of good taste anyway, referred to a gay customer as a fifi. And the gay customer sued him and won. The court upheld that referring to him as a fifi was in fact worthy of a financial award.
Now again, a fifi is like saying you're a flamer or you're a sissy.
Right, exactly. You know, what a wuss, that kind of a thing. You're a pussy. And so, you know, oh, he's a fifi. And that, you know, that gave him, I guess, a $1,500 fine, which went to the quote-unquote victim. Well,
so now
God.
You call somebody a pussycat or you call somebody a fifi, like the lady on Green Acres,
yeah.
Or you call somebody just the most, you know, you're a wimp, you're a chicken. Yeah, I saw that case, and more of this is happening. I'm sure you saw last year when Mark Swiker of Pennsylvania passed that law, and they then warned the churches that if you read these Old Testament verses, you could lose your 501c3 or be arrested.
Oh, absolutely. And in Canada, they're going after the newspaper saying you can't accept advertisement like that. And so, absolutely, they mean that. So, you're right. Preaching directly out of what was considered to be a standard upon which this country's principles were formed is now, in fact, a hate crime.
And so the Georgia Supreme Court didn't say it was overall bad, just that it's too overly broad.
Exactly. And so the legislator who first got it through has already said he's drafted the new wording to put it through in the next session.
It's unbelievable. And again, folks, you should have your right, you know, if you're a Christian to say you don't agree with devil worshippers, or if you're a devil worshipper to say you don't agree with Christians. I mean, it's your right to say it.
Well, of course it is. And, you know, in terms of these hate things, as I'm sitting here thinking, I think the worst case I ever ran across, and I'm sure you know this well, was the Idaho case where at a ball game a guy got very upset at an official, and the official had shoved his wife.
She was actually strangling her with the cord of her camera.
Exactly. Had physically accosted her to the point that she needed medical treatment. All the guy did was yell the, you know, well-known N-word, and he was the one charged.
I actually interviewed him, and he said, look, the other guy yelled it at me first. But see, the news left that out.
Right.
His wife wrote for the paper. She was fired. He lost his job. And in front of the crowd, he was pushing her down to the ground, had the thing around her neck, choking her. That was admitted in the newspaper, but then it didn't matter because he couldn't do wrong. Only the white person could.
Right, and he wasn't charged. It would be one thing. It would be bad enough if they were both charged, him for his words and the black guy for his actions. But, in fact, the black guy was not charged for actions. The white guy was charged for words.
And, by the way, that wasn't in liberal Massachusetts or something. That was in Idaho.
Well, it was in knee-jerk reaction, Idaho, where there are individuals very afraid of Sandpoint and other areas where there have been very vocal white supremacists. So a portion of the state had to say, well, we're not like that. So it was an overreaction.
See? And again, he lost his job. She
yeah.
lost her job. And it's admitted with all these witnesses, it was in the paper, that this referee was choking her for taking his picture.
Right. Right. Exactly right.
Well, here's an example. Who knows that 2 years ago, five black men drug a white homeless man to his death in Jasper, Texas, on the same stretch of road. That was in the Associated Press, but never in the news. I called up the sheriff. I said, come on about this. He said, no way. And I go, why? And he goes, I'm just not going to touch it. So horrible racist white men drag a black man to death, and it's horrible. But then somebody else says the same thing, and we're just not going to talk about this, Raleigh.
Exactly. And that is utterly alarming. But
well, it might be racist to be against black racists.
But it's, again, part of that divide and conquer.
We'll be right back with your calls and a lot of news with Raleigh James.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
I was doing another Hans Blix imitation, and Scott almost put me up on air while I was doing it. Kim Jong-il doing Hans Blix.
Oh, Hans Blix. How you doing, buddy? Hans Blix.
I just can't help it. I'm sorry. People who haven't seen it have no idea what I'm talking about. We're about to go back to Raleigh James, Raleigh.net, and that's R-O-L-L-Y-E, Raleigh.net. Great website, great syndicated broadcaster who helped wake me up almost a decade ago, and I heard it here locally on the radio in Austin. And we're going to go to newsstand Mo and Michael and Johnny and David and John. Everybody else is patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. A bunch of other news coming up as well. We'll get Raleigh James's precise take on all of this. Very well informed, as you just noticed. Before we go back to Raleigh James, I do want to encourage every single scintilla of individuals out there who have been procrastinating to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to go to my secure online shopping cart and watch the free clips of my videos, read about the different specials we offer, the different films and books that I've produced, and the films that and books that we also carry. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of new specials we're offering, holiday specials, to instead of giving somebody a fruitcake or a tie or some horrible sweater that they won't wear, they'll give it to somebody else next year. Give them a VHS or DVD of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. To find out what really happened on September 11th, or part two of that, The Masters of Terror, or one of my newest Police State films, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that really is details the New World Order's criminal activities. And my new film, American Dictators, on VHS and DVD. Buy one copy for $19.95, each additional copy on DVD, $5.95 to give as a gift. Or you're authorized to make copies of all the films I've produced for non-profit, educational, not-for-sale purposes. Here is the toll-free number to get my videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Start waking people up. The awakening is accelerating. Minds are ready to be unlocked. It's up to you to take action. I think my videos are some of the best tools out there. Going back to Raleigh, James. Raleigh, I want to get into UK Prime Minister announces plans for national ID card. At least they admit it over there. Here they're more sneaky about it. Also, betting on bagging Osama. Journalists wager on exact day of Bin Laden capture. Toronto Star. And then we've got generals saying Bin Laden is located, but they're not allowed to go get him. Also, now it's come out that British agents engineered the capture of CARES International Margaret Hassan. And over and over again with these beheadings and the rest of it, Iraqi forces or FBI over there, our government, grabs the person and gives it to a car of Al-Qaeda. This is like BBC Associated Press, but as Raleigh said, it's never on the nightly news. I want to get her take on that as well. A lot more coming up. She's going to be with us halfway in the next hour. We're so honored. But Raleigh, before we go to these calls, tell folks about your radio broadcast, Raleigh.net, and how people tune into it.
Well, in terms of the website, that's it, Raleigh.net, and that'll probably tell you all you want to know. On the home page is a little rundown of what we're talking about each night. But it really is, much like your show, a stream of consciousness based upon what's happening on the news. And it's just, you know, we're both lucky to have the power of a microphone to say what we'd otherwise be saying over a lunch table.
And it shows that our ideas have entree with the people that, no matter how radical what we're saying sounds, we're both on a lot of AM and FM stations. We should be on more. I mean, we don't have problems getting ratings.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, though, is that time has helped us. When I was first talking about many of these things, you know, 20 years ago, people just assumed I was the lunatic fringe. But what's happened over the years is that things that you were predicting 7, 8 years ago, they've come to pass. And now even your greatest naysayers, if they're honest, have to admit that much of what you said, this is what's going down, has gone down. There are still individuals who don't see it, yes. But for anybody who was warned way back when, even if they, you know, steadfastly said, this is just a crock, well, they've seen it come to pass.
They certainly have. And again, you're on a 50,000 water that covers several states, 1210 WPHT, what, from 9 to midnight?
Central time, yes, 9 to midnight. And might have another large station in Texas coming on, but I'll just leave that there.
Well, you've got a lot of affiliates out there, because every time I'm interviewed by you, the couple times, I get emails from Texas listeners. I know you're on quite a bit in East Texas, and it's sort of smattering of stations across the country. Can folks find out how to find those stations on your website?
Yeah, I'll tell you what my biggest help is, amazingly, is XM, satellite radio. There are more people who are XM subscribers, and I think that blankets the country much more than any individual station.
See, to show my ignorance, I didn't know you were on XM.
Oh, yeah, XM Channel 165, the Ask Channel. So I'm on right before Coast to Coast, so that's I'm a great lead-in for them, and they're a wonderful following for me.
Well, I was honored to be on your show for 2.5 hours the other night. I really appreciate that, Raleigh.
Oh, I was delighted to have you, and already I've gotten a ton of emails. When's Alex coming back?
All right. Again, folks, give her a listen. It's great stuff. I mean, she helped wake me up. Let's go ahead now and take another call here, or take a first call here, if he's still there. This is Newsstand Moe. Interesting name. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good old Crazy Mo here. I've got that Hegelian dialectic song to you in the mail, and you can totally use it. It's yours to use.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind with all the news?
Okay, well, first off, with the whole owl thing that we were talking about earlier, and there's a book called The Necronomicon, which is a alleged magical tome to conjure up demons, And whether it's real or not, strangely enough, in it, it warns about the servants of the owl. I thought that was pretty strange. Now, another crazy
thing. Well, yeah, it's been around for over 1,000 years, and they say, well, is it real? Well, was it real? Did it really come from Solomon? And again, I don't believe in this stuff. I don't believe in hexes. I don't believe in that. The point is that the global elite, and we all know about Nancy Reagan, Reagan couldn't make a decision unless the astrologer said do it. Well, that's tame compared to Roosevelt's wife conjuring, you know, entities and spirits in the White House, Clinton, Hillary Clinton getting shaman blessings. And then the Skull and Bones is a cult, and they're obsessed with numerology. And I snuck into Bohemian Grove. They really believe in this. And, yeah, they put their owls and all this architecture on the buildings. Raleigh, from your study of just politics and the news, I never believed this stuff. I just kept running into it. Do you have any comments about the elite being a bunch of superstitious wackos?
Yeah, it is absolutely unbelievable in terms of when you first tell people about Bohemian Grove and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of its success rate, you know, the mind is a very powerful thing, and very often what individuals believe follows through and manifests, and that's why it's been around for over 1,000 years. I think most of the people dabbling in it don't realize that they're very often playing with evil, but that's the problem with everything from Ouija boards to owls, is that these are individuals who should not be messing with these things.
But it's our president and the vice president were born again into the would-be president were born again to the order of death, a German chapter of the Illuminati. I mean, that's MSNBC. I mean, that's another thing, Raleigh. Just a few years ago, I wouldn't talk about this. It's so crazy sounding. Now it's mainstream news. Why are we seeing just this, you know, this flooding of this stuff in our face?
Well, again, I think that it's out there to almost debunk it. It's presented as if it's nothing more than Boy Scout camp. And for a lot of the participants, I think they believe that as well. I think most of the people dealing in it have no idea what the symbolism really entails. So I think it's in the news to kind of demystify it, desensitize us, and also get us ready for, you know, hey, your leaders are doing this. What could be wrong with this?
Well, that's how real cults work, is you have the outer group or the profane, and then the inner initiates, you know, the choir, the preacher, his deacons. That's really what I saw at Bohemian Grove, 1,500 people across the little pond, and then about 100 in priest robes doing the ceremony. That's how society's broken up, kind of this pyramidal power structure.
It's a bullseye. It's just like when we talk about the Council of Foreign Relations or the Trilateralists. The overwhelming majority of members are clueless. It's only the inner circle who have any idea what the real goals are.
Exactly. Mo, anything else?
You bet.
I know it's Mo because he's called before, and now he's calling himself Newsstand. Go ahead.
Well, just so you'll know, since we met at the Newsstand, talked about multimedia, and, mentioning the obsession with numerology, the Hebrew mystics had something called gematria, which is the notion that God reveals supreme truths through alphanumerical correlations. And if you apply that to the English alphabet and just say A is 1, C is 26, fill in the blanks, strangely enough, sharing a value of 74 is Jesus, Lucifer, occult, Messiah, tarot, gospel, Joshua, English, energy, gematria. Now, I discovered that myself.
There's a lot of weird stuff. Thanks for the call. And again, I've never even covered this. I just kept running into it every time I'd research the elite and what they're up to. I kept running into this. Have you experienced that, Raleigh?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's something else that's interesting, because these things go back forever and ever. And the very popular Kabbalah now, which all these stars are into and all that, the reality is the ancient Hebrews considered this knowledge so powerful that the only people who would even delve in it were the ultimate Orthodox, with like 40 years of training, and only then with a ton of protection. So whether you believe it or you don't, the reality is those who created it were very big on, look, the average person dabbles in it, it's going to get dark. You've got to have the spiritual perspective and protection to even talk about going there. Now, whether you believe it or you don't, or you think it's good or you don't, that lesson is completely lost. And now Madonna, in 6 weeks, is dabbling in God only knows what.
It's crazy. Mark of the Beast, folks. And then these so-called Christian talk show hosts are going the caps, too. National ID card is of the Lord. Bush is anointed. We've got to track everyone. It's good. I mean, they would never do that with Al Gore.
Right. That's why Bush was the useful idiot. He had to be elected last time.
Yeah, and that's why I think he's back in, because he puts conservatives to sleep. We're not saying Kerry's good, folks. We'll talk about Kerry later. Got to go quick now, because I'm taking forever as usual. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air.
Quickly. Hi, Alex. Raleigh, how's everybody?
Good.
How are you?
Oh, great, great. Alex, the last time I called you on this show, my question to you was, hey, Alex, when is the next time you're going to be on Coast to Coast AM with George Noory? Well, lo and behold, George Noory said last night that he's going to have Alex Jones back on the show. Now, which night is that going to be? Can you tell me?
I'm on 4 hours Tuesday, election night, or 4 hours the next night.
Oh, another round table. Another round table, I bet.
I think I may be on two nights in a row. I don't know.
You know, Raleigh, the best show Coast to Coast has ever had was the one with Alex Jones, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Maher, and Stephen Quayle.
Well, I think the best show they ever had was when she was hosting it for a while.
Oh, boy.
No, well, it was wonderful to hear Alex on the show, and I'm so delighted that they're going in this direction. You know, on the one hand, you say, my God, you know, he's next to people who have just been implanted with
right.
alien chips. But
right.
On the other hand, if we're going to talk conspiracies, this is a wonderful way to bring this into the picture. And
I'm not going to turn down talking to 14 million people.
well, I tell you what was so powerful about that. They were talking about 911. They were talking about all four journalists were in agreement. 911 was a sham. It was a real attack, but the people who they blamed was definitely not guilty of those crimes.
Well, that's true for Oklahoma City, for Waco and all that. But the beauty of it is, and I agree with you, but I never get into, you know, was it created? None of that matters. What's fascinating to watch is whether created or not, our government capitalizes on it faster than the speed of light
and does nothing to really protect us, leaves the borders wide open.
Of course.
I have one other thing for you, Alex.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the show on Tuesday night. Of course, everybody's going to be listening. George is too much of a gentleman to bring this up. Could you please ask him why this is not on the headlines? The president is being sued for $7 billion by 400 members of the 911 families. Why is that not news?
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Johnny in Canada. Johnny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I wanted to ask you a question. I saw this program on, I forgot what it was called, some channel, about the Anukai. And I just wanted to know what you and your thoughts were in regards to.
I don't go there, sir.
You don't?
I just cover everything I can prove and document. You know, it's
yeah.
simple.
Okay.
Anything else on your mind?
Pardon me?
Anything else on your mind, sir?
This thing that the Sicilian caller was talking about, the evil eye, it actually has nothing, because I'm Italian myself, and it has nothing to do with Moloch in the sense, unless Moloch means eye.
That's not what the caller was saying. I mean, for some reason, someday certain themes come up, even if I don't bring them up.
Yeah.
A caller talked about the new Frostbank and Awesome looking like a giant owl. And then he said, by the way, I'm Sicilian, and you know, the horn sign that Bush makes and all the other presidents make has nothing to do with UT football. You know, in Sicilian, that's a curse. And so that's what he was saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Keep it up. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. Let's take another one here. Anybody want to talk about the national ID card, the upcoming election, hate crimes laws here? Let's talk to David in Minnesota. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to thank you and your guests for the wonderful work you put forth. It's much appreciated.
Thank you.
John Kerry was in Minneapolis last week. And had I known, I found out the day he came, I would have made videos, you know, the 9/11 video you did. I would have handed them out. But at the last minute, I handed out a bunch of deception dollars. So hopefully that'll reap some benefits.
Well, good.
But, one thing I wanted to bring up, about 6 years ago, Jim Carrey was on Oprah Winfrey, and at one point they got up and they were saying, you know, I am the Illuminati, And it was really bizarre. It was really out of context with anything that the show was pushing. So have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that, but they do lots of this. I mean, you'll be, listeners send me videos off of Saving Amy or NYPD Blue or just any of these shows, and just in the middle they'll go, in Friends, we played the clip, they go, it's the New World Order, get used to it. You know, they just put, Raleigh, have you seen how they just insert these statements all over the place?
Yeah, again, I think it's to desensitize it and make those of us who are describing what's going on just truly be the lunatic fringe. There was one of those movies I was watching, and I'm not good at remembering names of that, but I almost gasped when I saw the central player who was supposed to be this, you know, deluded psycho, who you go to his apartment and there's the New American there. All the publications that we might read are just laid out to just further entrench the viewer into believing that only somebody half out of his mind would consider this accurate.
Alex?
Yes?
Have you considered having Michael A. Hoffman II on your program?
I might do that. I appreciate the call. We'll be back and get into more news and take your calls. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, we're honored to have her. She'll be with us into the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls and covering more news. She's Raleigh James, Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. She's on XM Radio, very exciting, and a lot of big AM and FM stations dotting the countryside across this fine land. I want to get into the election and her prediction specifically. We're going to have those riots and talk more about the candidates. I also want to, again, get into the National ID card and the new Super Patriot Act. But, Raleigh, we have the case of the Snellgrove girl out there getting shot with one of these rubber bullets, and I have their own training manuals. It says don't shoot these any closer than 60 feet. They shot her reportedly at 20 feet. And then they made excuses that, well, it's the rioters' fault. But now we learn the riots started when cops tried to clear the streets of revelers. And she was in an area where that wasn't even happening, where not even a trash can or, you know, anything was overturned. What do you think about this tragic situation?
We're seeing this all over the place, and it's just the beginning. I mean, as you're pointing out, the fascinating thing is that let's blame the victim. Let's find a way to make anybody who is attacked by the government, either verbally or physically in this kind of case, at fault because of their own actions.
And then the media deftly, and they do this on every big issue, made it an issue of they put our picture in the newspaper, and then that became the focus of Bostonites' rage. Wasn't it the police, but was it this murder photo? I mean, in the 30s and 40s, that was the only violence you could get away with showing, not in film. Wouldn't even show blood dripping out of the corner of somebody's mouth. Couldn't even show somebody getting shot, really. But you could show the most brutal crime scene photos on the paper because that was real. That was news. Now it's the opposite. We can handle the most violent, decadent garbage on TV and in movies, but don't show me something that's real.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we started to see that when we wouldn't print pictures of suspects if they happen to be people of color, things of that nature. Then it went to, well, we just won't print them at all. And now you're right. What was commonplace in the newspapers, forbidden, but don't turn on the television during, you know, prime time shows. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's but the government doesn't have to propagandize too much. People want to be in denial. They want to run away from something that's scary.
Oh, well, there's a very big benefit in that, as you well know, Alex. You know, people are dying to believe that things are fine, no pun intended, because then they don't have to be involved. If everything's okay, they don't have to worry about it. The 7-second soundbite's all they need. If they actually are willing to look at it and say, we've got a problem here, they've got a problem because now they've got to become involved. And they don't want to be involved.
Well, folks, don't get me wrong. I don't hate sports. I've played sports. But when it's your life, when you cry, you yell, you scream over your team, but then your neighbor's rights are violated or your rights are violated, you don't get upset or you don't care about your Bill of Rights being flushed down the toilet. You know all the baseball statistics going back a decade, but you don't know what the Fourth Amendment is and say you can't learn it. You know, that's a problem. But see, people want to bet on a winner. They want a winner in their life. Their job's being shipped to China. Their kids are on drugs. They want a winner in their life. They want an escape. They want to associate themselves with a winner. And so that's why they make sports their god. And I say that's mental illness. That is truly sick. And that completes your journey to enslavement. The slaves had the gladiatorial events in Rome. The globalists, the controllers, the social architects, engineers, know exactly what they're doing. What's your take on what I just said there?
Absolutely. Human nature has not changed. It's the one constant from the time of Plato to now. And so as long as someone's a student of human nature and understands the effect of denial and why people engage in it, they've got us.
I mean, I know people that will yell and scream at a football game, and that's normal, but if I went out and yelled and screamed on the street, I'd be a weirdo about my Bill of Rights.
Well, because when you do that, again, it's not like a football game where you can say, yeah, well, let's watch the next game or whatever, pass the popcorn. I mean, what you're saying is truly so profound. If someone buys into this, they cannot continue with their complacency. Now they've got to do something, and they don't have the time or the inclination, so it's easier to call you a wacko.
All right, it's Raleigh James. I'm Alex Jones. RaleighJames.net. We'll be right back on the other side. Hello.